FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex. Hi, this is Annette Benedetti, your hostess for Locker Room Talk and Shots, the podcast that likes to think of itself as the queer NPR of raunchy women's sex talk. You are about to sit in on the kind of conversations women have on their girls' nights out or behind closed doors while enjoying delicious drinks and dishing about sex. Think fun, honest, and feminist as fuck, and always with the goal of fighting the patriarchy, one female orgasm at a time. Welcome to the locker room.
Ring loop. Today's locker room talk and shots topic is erectile dysfunction. How to get hard in the bedroom. Look, whether you are a man, a person with a penis, or someone having sex with them, chances are at some point in your sex life, you have been in a situation when it's come time for penetration, the penis wouldn't get hard. Erectile dysfunction affects so many people, folks, and it can wreak havoc on your intimate life and your satisfaction in the bedroom. But there are solutions, so there is hope. And my guest today is an expert on the subject matter. My guest is intimacy advisor and wellness expert, Susan Bratton. Susan is CEO of two companies, Personal Life Media and The 20, and she is an authority in bedroom techniques and communication skills, as well as non-invasive treatments that improve vitality for both men and women. The 20, founded in 2019, is a supplement company specializing in libido support for sexual vitality. And through Personal Life Media, founded in 2006, Susan has authored and published 34 books and programs, including Relationship Magic, Revive Her Drive, the Steamy Sex Ed video collection, and her Amazon number one international bestseller, Sexual Soulmates, the Six Essentials for Connected Sex. Susan, that's really impressive. And I am so honored to have you here today. Would you take a moment just to tell my listeners a little bit more about you before we get started?
Thanks so much. Well, one of the things that I realized in the last couple of decades of being a sexpert is that I could teach all the bedroom communication skills and the intimate communication skills and the pleasuring techniques and the 21 kinds of orgasms the human body can have and all of that stuff. But the third leg of that stool between techniques and communication is intimate wellness. If the parts don't work, it doesn't go as well. And I really started studying it because one of the things that I'm very oriented toward is not taking pills to solve problems. I like the notion and have a lot of partners and friends who are functional medicine doctors and who like to get to the root of things and don't want to cover up the symptoms and the problems. They want to solve them. And not only that, go beyond that to regenerative therapies that fix problems, reverse the things that happen to us as we age. And then to go even beyond that to things like male enhancement, making yourself better than you've ever been in your life through penis enlargement and other things like that. So I love the notion of helping guys get hard, stay hard, and last as long as their partner wants them to. How to have ejaculatory choice, which is that you don't have to have an ejaculation to have an orgasm. You can begin to become a full body male multiple orgasm haver. There's just so much that we can help guys with regard to sexual function if they just knew what to do and what was out there. And to summarize it, the other thing that I like to think about is in all of the things that you can do to have really, really good erectile function, what's the budget strategy, what's the middle of the road strategy, and what's the luxury strategy for the guys that are just like, let's throw everything at it. Money is no object. A giant hard penis is the thing I want. It gives me confidence. It makes me feel better about myself. So just tell me what it is. So I just have a lot of different solutions in what I call a stack, which is essentially a number of synergistic things that you can do that work together that help you not only increase, you know, reverse atrophy and get function back, but go on to be better than you ever have.
All right. I'm excited. If I had a penis right now, it would be hard. I am just saying. So this is kind of blows my mind. I didn't know that there was that much to it. So listeners, if you've ever had a reason to stay to the end, I guess I need say nothing else. We are going to have a bunch of different solutions for you by the end of this podcast at a bunch of different budget levels. That's fantastic. So, let's just dive right in. I'm ready. Let's get ready to talk about getting dicks hard. Yeah. Cheers. We're drinking our morning drinks together.
Yes, we are. I'm actually on a 5-day fast. I'm doing a 5-day fasting mimicking diet. And so I'm drinking water today. I like to do that 3 times a year to kind of reset my systems. And it really helps because it kind of gets you off the booze and the carbs and the sugar, and it helps you lose some belly fat, and it really helps with your gut system and peristalsis, which is pooping. And that really leads me to the first point, which is that your microbiome, your gut microbiome, is really ground zero for erectile function. What you eat and how you move are the two most important things. And then what you think is the third. And what you think comes into everything from your perspective on your health and your self-care and being proactive about it, all the way up to how you perform in the bedroom with regard to this performance anxiety, you know, types of things that can really take a toll on men. And one of the things that I think is really important is to understand that men are not automatons, that they're not just hard dicks ready to fuck at any moment's notice. And so the number one thing I can tell you is that if you're not getting up every day and taking a marvelous crap so beautiful that you wish you could show it to someone, like, look at that crap right there. That is what I'm talking about. Then that's where you start. You start with your gut. You start by cleaning up your diet. And the second thing that you have to look at is, are you on acid blockers or proton pump inhibitors or anything like that? Because if you're having like acid reflux, which I can't even remember how many millions of people a year take over-the-counter or prescription proton pump inhibitors and things like that for acid, that is another canary in the coal mine for, oh shit, if you don't have erectile dysfunction, you're about to get it. Because when you're taking an acid blocker, it means that you actually are eating crap. You're eating fried food, you're eating white flour, you're eating sugar, and you're drinking tons of booze. That's what makes your stomach system kind of go off. And it's interesting because what you actually need is high acid. Your acid diminishes as you age. So right around 40, everything goes to hell. And all of your bad behaviors in your 20s and 30s bite you in the ass, and your body can't sustain your behaviors anymore. And so when you are eating a bunch of garbage, ultra processed foods and things like that, and you haven't learned how to cook, or you're not with a partner who's cooking good food for you, you're not prioritizing eating healthy food, and you start to have all these acid indigestion things, it's partially that your stomach acid lowered and partially that it needs high acid to close the muscle in the bottom of your esophagus to your stomach to keep the stuff from coming back up. And so you got to fix that. And then the second thing that guys make a mistake is they know that their oral microbiome is a part of their overall biome and that they have to have good mouth health. So if they're not going and getting every 6 months, getting their dental cleanings, their hygienist appointments, chances are that there's a lot of bacteria in there, and they might be using an antibacterial mouthwash. But the problem is that what that's doing is it's killing all of the good bacteria in these little crypts in the tongue that actually convert the leafy green vegetables and beetroot and things like that that you eat if you're eating a healthy diet, that convert the nitrates to nitrites, and then the nitrites get converted to nitric oxide in your stomach. And if you have low acid and you're using antibacterial and you're not even eating any leafy green vegetables or beetroot, you basically aren't producing enough nitric oxide to sustain an erection. Mm. Basically, the penis is like a banana, where if you imagine a banana, half your penis sticks out of your body and half of it goes in and down towards your testicles. And the whole thing is very similar to a banana, where there's basically skin and this membrane called the tunica albuginea, which we'll come back to later. So remember it. It's like that thin silvery membrane on a tenderloin, if you're a meat eater. And what it does is it kind of holds in what's inside the penis, which is basically nerves, veins and capillaries, and erectile tissue, this spongy tissue. And the spongy tissue needs to get filled up with blood. And the way that it does that is that all the veins and the capillaries, all of your vascular system, your blood supply in your body, which looks like kind of like trees with branches, you only have about 5 liters of blood in your body, and it can't be everywhere all at once. So your vascular system has what's called tone. It's a muscle. There's smooth muscle tissue on the blood supply, and your body squeezes and relaxes to get blood in and out. And the way your dick works basically is you think about boobs or whatever it is that turns you on, and you get blood flow to your pelvic bowl. Your body squeezes the blood down there. It rushes into those chambers. There's three tubes, like pointy tubes down there in the penis. It rushes in there, and then it fills up so much that it locks off and holds the blood in. And when you can get hard but not stay hard, that's the most common kind of ED, and that's called venous leak. Your veins are leaking. It literally can't lock off and hold the blood in there. So I'm going to come back to blood carrying capacity again as well. So remember that I'm talking about blood carrying capacity, because when we get into enlargement, when we solve your erectile function problems, and now we can talk about making your dick bigger, we're going to talk about blood carrying capacity again. So what's interesting about venous leak is you end up pushing a wet noodle. If you think about your dick, when it was young, it was bigger, harder, veinier, more responsive, and it stayed stiffer longer. And as you age, you probably notice that it's not doing those things as well. You probably have no idea how badly it's atrophied as you've aged. And you might get to the point where you're like, it's not even working. Like, I can't even hold a hard on anymore. Now I got to do something about it. But you should have been doing something a long time ago. And so if you're not quite there, good for you for listening to this and being like, all right, what the hell do I need to do? Because Susan Bratton's going to give me a checklist and I'm going to write this down. By the way, you don't actually have to write it down, because pretty much everything I'm saying today is in a free PDF that you can download at pumpingguide.com. So you can just listen and know that if you go to pumpingguide.com, you'll be able to download all of the things I've just explained, get all the links of the things I talk about, et cetera. So that's a resource for you. And over 50,000 men have downloaded that. And I've helped over 10,000 men reverse the atrophy, go on to have great erections, use a penis pump for enlargement, use the budget luxury medium-sized stuff. So this is really a thing. They jokingly call me the queen of peen, because I love to help guys have a fabulous hard cock. I love hard cock, and I want everyone to have one, or maybe two, depending on how many you'd like. You know, there's one for each hand, what have you. So blood carrying capacity. So first thing you have to do is you have to get off the acid blockers, get your stomach acid up. You can Google how to do it. It's not that hard. And then you have to stop using antibacterial mouthwash. You got to go get hygiene. You got to start pooping well. You got to start eating well. And you got to start moving. You got to get the blood moving in your body.
You talked about the amazing poop. How do we know if it's amazing poop? What does it look like?
It looks like a dick. It looks like a hard, firm turd, nice and long, well-formed, not squishy, not soft, not pebbles, not hard to get out, just like a nice log or two. Okay. That's a good poo.
Okay.
Brown, thanks. Not green, not yellow, you know, all that stuff. Now, if you're going to eat beetroot, which by the end of this episode, you're going to be like, shit, I got to start eating beets. Mm-hmm. Susan Bratton tells me I got to eat my leafy greens and my beetroot. I'm going to do it because it's great to be able to take a nitric oxide supplement, which is kind of the next step. The next step is get on a nitric oxide supplement because basically Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, et cetera, they are what are called PDE5 inhibitors. And all that does is it just essentially it's a little enzyme that helps you keep the blood flowing longer. That's how Viagra works. But nitric oxide, you won't need so much or any PDE5 inhibitors once you get your own nitric oxide systems topped up. So I tell a lot of guys, if you're currently taking like the standard dose of Viagra is 60 milligrams, but you can start to microdose Viagra. You can take like 5 or 10 milligrams under the tongue sublingually instead of swallow it. You can chew it up, kind of stick it under your tongue. It's bitter, but it's not that bad. And it'll go right into your bloodstream. It'll bypass your liver. It'll be more effective with a lower dose. And you'll need a lower dose because you've topped up your nitric oxide. So nitric oxide is actually a gas, not a liquid or a powder or what have you. But when you take a nitric oxide supplement, because I make one in the 20, you know, when Annette was telling you like my bio thing and she was talking about the 20 supplement company, my number one selling product is a food derived nitric oxide supplement. You can take it before the gym, you can take it before sex, and you can take 2 capsules every night just to keep your nitric oxide systems topped up. Basically what it does is it gives your system the same kinds of things from watermelon rind, spinach powder, and some tannins from pine bark. That's what's in it. It's like natural stuff that's kind of approximates eating the leafy greens and the beetroot. You're better off doing both, frankly. Eat the leafy greens because real whole foods are always going to be better than me doing an organic powdered version of something I put in a capsule for you. But I would say do both. I mean, you're on a mission to get a hard cock. Let's get it going, right? So I'll give you a link, by the way, Annette, if you could put it in the show notes. I have a special podcast offer for my Flow supplement. You can buy it on Amazon, Flow Nitric Oxide Booster, but you can get it direct from me for less at buyflownow, BUYFLOWNOW. It's also in the pumping guide. The link is in there. So, you know, I don't like people to be like, well, where do I get it? So I always like to say where you can get everything I'm talking about. So all right, now you're pooping, you're eating well, you've got your stomach acid managed, you are taking care of your oral hygiene. Now you're topping up your nitric oxide and you're eating your leafy green vegetables. This is fantastic. What's next? So there's basically a couple of different things. And the number one thing is to start using what's called a penis pump, but is technically called a vacuum erection device. Basically, what it does is it sucks the blood out of your body and into your dick. That's the vacuum. It's a cylinder that goes on the shaft of your penis and snugs up into the base, the base of your penis. And you use a little pump and it pulls the air out of the cylinder and that causes the blood to come from your body into your penis. And the only pump I recommend is a pump called the Whopper. And the reason that's the only pump I recommend is that it does a couple of things that other pumps don't do. Number one, I don't recommend water pumps because you don't have enough gauge. You can't get enough gauge information. You can't get enough feedback about the vacuum amount. It doesn't have a good enough gauge. You wouldn't use a shitty tool to build a a cabinet or what have you. Why would you use a shitty tool on your tool? You need to use the best tool you can get. And they started out, the Whopper started out being sold through urologists, and then they started going direct to consumers, and everybody's copied them. But like, if you drop another brand's cylinder on the floor, it breaks because it's not polyacrylic. It's just shitty plastic. If you buy something in an adult store that's not the Whopper, you're getting Chinese made components that fail. It's a $200 product. It's totally worth buying the good. It's not even, it's like $179, I think. It's totally worth doing that. And it hits this two-cylinder system. And that's because what it does is it works on not just reversing atrophy and increasing blood carrying capacity of your penis. It works in penis enlargement, and it works in penis enlargement specifically around length and girth.
Oh,
any shitty Chinese pump, if you could use it well enough and you knew exactly what to do, might get you by with some girth, but it's never going to get you any length. That's why all the, you know, water pumps out there and things like that, they're not going to get you where you want to go. You want to get bigger. You want to have a nice, firm, fat cock with lots of veins and thud factor. You want to flap that thing down on that person that you're having sex with and have them be like, Jesus, that was like a baby arm. So, right? I mean,
yeah.
That gives you confidence. And when you step out of the shower and you've been pumping for a while, and I'm going to explain pumping to you. It's all at the pumping guide. The protocol's on page 40, exactly what to do. Follow the directions, because as someone testosterone dominant, your natural inclination is to go harder. I can take it, but that actually makes it take longer. It's kind of like making a barbecue. You never want to like overcook the meat, right? You got to do it nice.
Don't overcook
and slow
the meat.
So the meat falls off the bone. That's what you want. So the other thing about the Whopper is that there are all these different sizes of the cylinders, and it's very important to get the right size fit for the penis you have. And what's nice is that you can add cylinders as you grow. So it grows with you. You don't have to throw this whole plastic thing into the garbage and start over again. You just keep growing, which is really nice. And basically, the reason that you have two cylinders is the first cylinder for length, you stick your balls and your dick in it. Because you're pulling on what's called the suspensory ligament. And that's the ligament that holds your dick up so you can put a towel, drape a towel over it and show off to your girlfriend how hard your cock is. That's your suspensory ligament. That's like your erector holding your dick up.
We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers.
And what's nice about it is that you can tug on that ligament and it'll drop a little bit. So when you get out of the shower and you catch a glimpse of your flaccid cock in the mirror, you look bigger. You got more show as well as more grow, which guys want more show too. They don't want it to be like turtle, you know, they want it to be like a hanger. So the two cylinder system, your balls never get bigger, but they do get more blood flow to them, which helps with testosterone production. There's no research studies on it. But when you're bringing blood flow to any area of your body, you're improving mitochondrial function and you're improving processes in the Leydig cells of the balls make your testosterone. So you need a lot of testosterone. That's another important thing, is go get your testosterone checked and do testosterone replacement therapy. The one my husband likes to do is he likes to put the testosterone in a cream and put it on his balls. He doesn't want to do injections and he doesn't want to do pellets. Pellets, they're too strong at first, and then there's not enough at the end of the month. And you got to go to the doctor and get them put in. I just don't think it's that great. Some urologists swear by it, but for me personally, most guys that I've found, they don't want to give themselves needles and they don't want to get pellets and have to go to the doctor. They just want to get a prescription mailed to their house that is a testosterone cream, and they just want to rub it on their balls. So you do what you want to do. Talk to your doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm a sexpert with an expertise in penis enlargement, crazily enough. So just because I just love dicks and I want men to be happy and I love men. And, you know, I feel like the more we normalize this conversation, I call it hashtag self-care down there.
Yeah.
It's basically just, look, just like you go into the gym and you pump up your biceps and one day is leg day and one day is arm day and the next day is whatever, there's dick day in there. It's the same. You're just doing it at home. You're pumping up your dick at home. And the way you're doing it is you're keep pulling in more blood over time with progressive overload. It expands the blood carrying capacity of your penis. So not only does it reverse atrophy because you're bringing all this fresh oxygenated blood in there, it helps enlarge your penis about 20 to 25% within 10 months to a year of consistent pumping a couple times a week. That's basically what it takes. Because everybody's like, how big, how fast, you know, and that's what it takes. But you're going to want to pump the rest of your life in maintenance mode after that first year of concentrated effort as well. Because number one, once you start pumping and your dick gets all veiny again and hard as rock, you're going to be like, oh my God, I love this. It feels good. I enjoy it. And a lot of guys like to pump before they're going to have sex with their wife or their girlfriend that night or whatever. And they want to get their dick like really nice and pumpy. My husband will like pump when I'm away and send me pictures of his pumped up dick. And it looks hot. It looks super sexy. Like he pumps a lot. And I married him partially because he had a big dick. He was a nice, smart, kind man with a big dick. Yep. And I was like, oh my God, I have found the whole package.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of a size queen. I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm a big woman. I've got a giant vagina. I need a big dick. I love a big dick. And he's just keeps on growing that thing. And then a lot of guys are like, well, my wife will be like, your dick's going to get too big and then it's going to hurt me. And so I recommend these things called O-Nuts, O-H-N-U-T. I think it's onut.co. And they're these little bumpers that are like little cock rings that you pull on that are like little bumpers. So you won't penetrate her more deeply than is comfortable for her. If you want a big dick and she's got a little vagina, that's cool. You just put a couple O-Nuts on. It still feels just as good to both of you. And you can have that giant dick you want. So I've got a solution for everything, Annette.
Yes, you do. I know. I'm just over here. Like my mind is exploding. I'm just taking it all in. So one thing I just want to clarify with the pumping. So I've never seen one. I don't know anything about penis pumps, but it sounds to me, in my mind, I was like, oh, it's something that in the moment you like pump up your penis and oh, that's it. There it is. Yeah. So head over to my, if you're just listening to my YouTube channel at Annette Benedetti, and we're going to see a penis pump if you haven't. I mean, I haven't. So this is fun.
A lot of guys have seen them, but they don't know really what they're looking for. They, you know, they've seen the Chinese ones in the, right. You know, adult stores or things like, and they've tried one and they've been like, this doesn't work.
Yes.
This is shit. And it's because they didn't have the protocol. They didn't have the right pump. They didn't understand what the pressure should be, how often they should do it, how long they should do it, all that stuff. So basically what you want to do is you want to get a bigger one for your dick and balls and a smaller one just for your dick. And it needs to have enough room for your dick, not be too tight and not be too big for you to get the maximum pump that you need in the minimum amount of time. And so there are very, very, very small pumps for men that are in the, you know, 2, 1, 2, 3.
That's small. Is that small? The one you just pulled out?
Yeah, because remember, it has to go all the way around and seat on their, you know, on their abdomen, on their on the pad, the base, right? And then these large ones are really the ones that the dick and the balls go in.
Yeah.
And the company has even larger ones because there are men who've been pumping, you know, for decades, and they've got, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 inch penises.
Jesus.
And so they do custom cylinders as well for people who need them. And so basically what you do is you just put and then there's also a head enlarger, because the thing I like to think about, I like to think about penis enlargement as penis sculpting. And it's kind of like bodybuilding. It's like, there's a certain look you're going for. You might, you know, really want like big thighs and shoulders. You might be a guy who's like, no, I want like the same size shoulders and arms as my legs. I want to get real thick legs too, or whatever. You know, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. Guys' dicks are like, some of them are real short. Some of them are long and skinny and look like hot dogs. Some of them, the head is real big and the shaft is thin. Some of them, the shaft is thick and the head is super tiny. There's lots of guys that have, you know, curve this way, curve that way, kink up, kink down. The curves themselves, I'm going to talk about Gainswave, because this is the next thing. A penis pump can't solve all erectile dysfunction, and it can't fix things like Peyronie's, and it can do some straightening.
What's,
but maybe not enough.
What's Peyronie's? Big,
Peyronie's is when the tunica albuginea, that membrane under the skin that surrounds the erectile tissue of your penis, gets torn, ripped, bent, or is just, you know, you were born with fibers that kind of went wonky in the tissue. And it makes your dick go sideways or what have you. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that if it's Peyronie's and it's like a tear, most tears come from rough sex, girls riding cock, breaking their dick by tearing that tissue. And then it doesn't heal. And then the dick gets worse and worse and worse over the years. Like some guys I talk to, their dicks are so curved that they can't even penetrate their partner anymore. And they're like, what do I do? And I'm like, well, first of all, don't wait so fucking long to ask for some help, right? This is
We'll be right back. Start the new year off with a bang. My code EXPLORES15 gets you 15% off womanizer.com's famous pleasure air tech sex toys. You know, the clit satisfying sucking sensation that guarantees explosive orgasms. Just go to womanizer.com and check out my personal favorite, the Womanizer Duo 2. Get ready for blended orgasms, or the Premium 2. Womanizer.com has something for you, whether you are seeking clitastic satisfaction, blended orgasms, or explosive G-spot experiences. Just shop womanizer.com and use my code EXPLORES15 at checkout for 15% off. That's 15% off all womanizer.com products with my code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers. Why are you letting it get worse and worse? I mean, I don't know. I think as women, like the minute we see anything going on down there, we like run the fuck to the doctor. And guys have an L-shaped cock and they didn't think that maybe they should go to the doctor when it was just a beginning J. What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
It's just dudes. Dudes are eternally optimistic and they think they can solve anything. And it's just hard for them to go to the doctor. And I totally understand. So when you have like, say you have like a thick shaft, but you have a little tiny head and you want your head bigger, you can get a head enlarger and you can pump with the enlarger as well. If you have like, I've seen guys that have like a nice thick middle of the shaft, but then the base is real thin. Right down at the shaft, you know, at the bottom. And so pumps are great for thickening up the base. When you start pumping, you'll see that your base thickens the fastest. It starts thickening there. And you have to be careful not to pump up real fast. You want to pump up to vacuum pressure slowly, because then it can distribute the pressure through the whole penis if you're trying to grow the whole shaft kind of the same. So those things are very, very important. And I've got one more thing that I want to show you. So you can also get an extender to add to your pumping strategy. A penile extender is what it's called. I do not recommend jelking.
What is jelking?
Jelking is you stretch and pull the penis and it tears the tissue. And when it repairs, it gets longer. I only recommend jelking for men in countries who can't get a penis pump delivered. There are like, you know, if you live in Pakistan, you can't get a penis pump. They're just like not allowed because they think it's like a sex toy and they're so that you can't send it there. It's not a sex toy. It's a medical device. This is an FDA class 2 medical device that I'm talking about.
Right.
So I don't recommend jelking and I don't recommend weight hanging because, you know, after working with, I mean, if I've helped 10,000 men with pumping, I've talked to 20,000 men, 30,000 men over the years and they hurt themselves all the time with those weight hangers and jelking. And so that's why the two-cylinder pumping system with the whopper, adding in, this is called DEEP, the ultimate penile extender. You can actually wear this, and there are even longer stanchions than this. This is the smaller version. It's very soft silicone. It goes around the glands. It holds on to the penis, and it stretches it slightly. And that allows it to grow new tissue cells. And you can, and actually this you can wear in loose pants with no one knowing that you're wearing it. It'll stay on. It'll hold your penis kind of stretched out. And then your penis kind of grows to accommodate the stretch over time. Never wear it longer than 30 minutes. You can wear it for as many 30-minute segments a day as you want, as frequently as you want, but never for longer than 30 minutes at a time. And the link to this is also in the pumping guide. So this is another way to also fix some of the curvature issues and things like that. So this is for accelerated length. And the pumps do great for girth. And the bigger cylinder does great to accelerate length. If you want even more length, you can add the penile extender. It really works. It is amazing. Hmm. So that's pumping in a nutshell. You can pull in more blood, fix early atrophy. But the problem is that if pumping isn't fixing your atrophy and fixing your erectile dysfunction, then you need to go to the next level, and that's Gainswave. Gainswave is this acoustic wave treatment. You go to a Gainswave practitioner. If you go to gainswave.com/Susan, you get a 7th treatment free. And that is worth doing. I don't make any money from you buying the Gainswave treatments, but I am a company spokesperson for them. And I am because I went to them and said, I need to tell everyone about this. I want to be part of your company. I want to be, you know, I want to be always informed on everything. I want to know a lot of your doctors. I just want to be like with you guys. This is brilliant. My husband gets them. My boyfriend gets them. At all my guys that need them, they trust me. They go get it. And they're like, holy shit. I just turned back the clock 20 years on my dick. Gainswave Acoustic Wave does tiny little micro damage to the penile tissue that then the tissue repairs and regrows. It knocks plaque off the penile arteries that are keeping you, giving you the venous leak and keeping you from staying really firm. And when it grows new tissue, it grows new capillaries. And when it grows new capillaries, the nerves can grow back to the edges of the penis. A lot of guys end up with sensation loss, like they have to masturbate super hard, or they have to, you know, pump away at their wives to just try and come because they've had nerve retraction from the vascular retraction, because the nerves don't have their own blood supply. They need the capillaries to exist. So it gives you your sensation back. It improves firmness. It gives you new tissue growth. It gives you more blood carrying capacity. And what's great about acoustic wave is that the waves can go into your body and get to that buried shaft. And for guys that are having prostate issues as well, or they've had some kind of prostate procedures, it can really help to stimulate new tissue growth deep within that pelvic bowl. And that can help with the, you know, the things that come with prostate issues, essentially. Just as an aside, because I know we're really talking about the penis, but I always think about the penis, the prostate, and the testicles as being like, you know, the triumvirate, the, you know, the pyramid, the solid stool of erectile health. Mm-hmm. I really recommend prostate massage tools. There are three that I like. If you have never had a finger up your butt and you're like, oh my God, can I even get a finger up my butt? I say, number one, you take giant poos. Of course you can. But the Molto from Mystery Vibe is the tiniest one. And it's easy to bend it and get it up in there. Really easy. It's super slim. It's the size of a finger. And it has really nice vibration and it has a Bluetooth remote control. The Aneros, well, let me do the next one, is the Plex from Hot Octopus. Handheld remote, medium size, flared base, very nice. And you could have your girlfriend fuck you while you have it in you, and you could use she could use the remote control to turn it up and down for you. That's super hot. And the largest one, but I think also a really, really, really nice one, is the Aneros Vice 2. And the Vice 2 has 18 massage patterns in a really nice lighted remote control that you can also give to your girlfriend to, you know, pleasure you. So you can have P-spot orgasms. Mm-hmm. You can have penis pleasure with prostate pleasure, and they're incredible orgasms. You can also insert it yourself and just kind of ride the pleasure and just start to work on your multiple, you know, full body male orgasmic pleasure. And so that's very good. You got to get blood flow into the prostate area so you can prevent yourself from having BPH, urination issues, prostate cancer, et cetera. So it's just a part of the conversation around male health that I think is very important, is to just normalize penis pumping, normalize prostate massage, normalize going and getting your Gainswave treatments. Mm-hmm. And you go in, you get 6 Gainswaves, plus my free one for Susan, 7. And there's practitioners all over. If you go to Gainswave.com/Susan, it's a find your provider. And often there'll be multiple providers in an area. And when you go, you get this treatment. But the next thing you can also get is something called a P shot or Priapus shot. And it is essentially...
We'll be right back. Kick off the new year with a jaw-dropping 30% off of some of the hottest sex toys and my favorite, Gleam Lube, with code EXPLORERS30 when you shop thethruster.com. Known as the home of the incredible Build Your Own Thruster Prime, thethruster.com is also partnered with LaSierre.com, where you'll find gorgeous vibrating steel toys, and BoutiqueVoila.com, where you can grab a vibrating lipstick, a rubber ducky that gets lucky, or even get pounded by Thor's hammer, literally, all for 30% off with code EXPLORERS30. Just head to thethruster.com, where you'll find The Thruster, LaSierre, and Boutique Voila, and enjoy 30% off your site-wide purchases with code EXPLORERS30 at checkout. Cheers.
PRP, which is called platelet-rich plasma, that is taken out of your blood. They take a little bit of blood out of you. They put it in a centrifuge. They spin it down. They take off the white and the red blood cells. They're left with this thing that is your healing and growth factors. And when they do the Gainswave treatments and they kind of stimulate all that tissue, then they do a couple of very tiny guided injections into that erectile tissue of these growth factors from your own blood. So it's completely bioidentical, and that accelerates the healing and the new tissue growth. So it's like a turbocharger. So you know how I was like budget, mm-hmm. medium, luxury? Budget is you can afford a $200 pump. Intermediate is Gainswave treatments. Luxury is add on a P shot. You can go even higher than that. And that is, you could add exosomes. You could add stem cells. You could add your own endogenous stem cells into your P shot. So that's where this is all headed, is into kind of that domain of regenerative therapies. But if you are really just in the, I'm still good, I'm pretty hard, things are okay, and I think I can reverse it with the pumping, and I do want to do with some enlargement, I want to reverse the shrinkage I'm seeing, great. If you at all have erectile dysfunction issues, if there are times when you can't get hard, if you are not staying hard, stop fucking around and just go get some Gaines waves. Like, seriously, what is more important than your dick? I mean, Gaines wave is so easy. You show up 2 times a week for 3 weeks to a doctor's office. You're 20 minutes in and out or 30 minutes in and out. Some girl or some guy just rubs a wand on your dick and says bye-bye, and you get your function back. It takes about 90 days to achieve full effect. So you're going to go and you're going to be like, I don't know. I hope I didn't waste my money. This didn't work. That's Susan Bratt. And I hope she told me the truth. I told you the truth because I have had 10,000 men have been like, thank you. You know, I trusted you and I went with my gut and I did it. And I'm so fucking happy I did.
Right.
And so I just really, you take care of yourself and go do these things. This, and there isn't anything better out there. There's no other thing. If there was an other thing, I would be telling you, there's no thing that, you know, I'm not recommending for some reason or not. I'm literally telling you the things. Stop with the mouthwash, start with the beets, take the nitric oxide, get the penis pump, do the Gaines. You know, it's like, you want the stack? You want the checklist? There you go.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah, but still brush your teeth, guys, because we have to kiss you. So
go to the hygienist.
Go to the hygienist. Right, right. There we go. Well, what I love about sort of this progression you gave is it really comes down to like take care of yourself, eat well, yeah. Be hygienic. Like it's taking care of yourself, which also, a lot of things that you mentioned in this episode will make you more attractive to women. So, I mean, there's a lot of men that like, why can't I attract a woman? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, take care of yourself. I think socialization, women do all of the things. We're constantly told to do all the things to take care of ourselves and look attractive and be attractive. And men just haven't had that kind of socialization. And now women are like, hey, we want you to meet us up here. And a lot of the things that you talked about are about taking care of yourself, that to get the nitric oxide. Eating yeah. well. I see a lot of men, they hit 40 and they just like balloon and look unhealthy. And it's, you know, when men are younger, yeah. they don't necessarily have to eat the strict diet that women have been taught to do. So I think that it's incredibly insightful. Going back to the question I didn't finish with you about the penis pumps. So this is another thing that's good about it is it sounds like this isn't something you do the moment of. This is maintenance. You pump regularly. It's not like, oh, I'm going to have sex right now. I need to go pump really quick. Is that correct?
Well, if you're having erectile dysfunction, you can pump your penis full of blood and strap a cock ring around the base. And then you can leave that cock ring on for no more than half an hour so you can achieve full erection for penetration. So you can use the pump for that specifically. But generally what you're doing is you're pumping to reverse the atrophy of aging. You know how when you look at old people, they're tiny and shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't think they have a big, you don't think that old guy has a big dick in his pants.
No.
He's got a little tiny button left down there because you got what you're doing when you go to the gym is you're pumping up your muscles. You're getting volume. It's exact. Thank God. Guys are so lucky. Like girls, we women, if we want big boobs and we didn't naturally get them, we have to go get boob jobs. And then we have all these breast implant illness and all this crazy stuff that's coming out now mm-hmm. where for guys, you don't have to get implants. You can just, unless you've had the kind of prostate cancer that is not nerve sparing. And then you kind of have to get an implant. And the thing is that if you have to get an implant, pump for at least 6 months before you get that implant because you will never be able to pump again. And the pump actually makes your dick tiny. It'll pump it up, but it never as big as what you used to have. So no matter what, you want to keep everything moving down there. You want to keep that blood flow going, and you want to pump as reversal of atrophy and then maintenance or even to enlargement. That's the sliding scale. It's like, do I just want to get back to where I was, or do I want to go even bigger? And you can go even bigger, which is fantastic.
I feel like you've covered it really well. And I didn't know about these things. And I think something that we don't talk about is the mental health toll that erectile dysfunction really can take on the man, the penis owner. Just regardless of what their partner thinks, it's like anything else. I think women, we experience the mental health toll as our body changes, like you said, whether it's boobs or vaginal health and regeneration, which hopefully we'll get to talk about at some point.
Happy to.
I'm like, what do you know when it comes to the vagina?
I know so much about the vag. I know some things that most doctors don't know about the vag.
Well,
especially about how to make it happy, how to pleasure the vagina, which doctors never learn anything about.
No,
thing about being a sexpert with an intimate wellness, you know, orientation.
Yeah,
is that I come from how do we make it super fucking hot?
Right,
sex. How do we have super hot sex? That's my orientation. And it starts with your good, you know, your equipment in good working order. There are two other things that I was thinking about. One is that we talked a little bit about performance anxiety. And part of what pumping and Gainswave and taking nitric oxide and doing all these things, part of what it does is it gives you more confidence generally about your penis. But there are still, you know, one of the things for guys is that they love to please us, Annette. They love to do a great job for us in the bedroom. They want to give us incredible pleasure. They want to cum the shit out of us. And so they're kind of in their heads a lot, trying to give us that experience. And my longitudinal data, when I do research over the decades, it constantly comes up that the two things women want most in a lover, number one is good grooming, which is exactly what you said. You were spot on, Annette. And number two is they want presence. They want emotional connection. They don't want you to think about your penis as a piston. They want you to think about it as like an extension of your heart. And it's very hard for you. You're in this difficult position as a man because you really, you're trying to do a good job, but you're also trying to stay present. And that comes with experience. But I have a couple of what I call get hard tricks, stay hard tricks. The tricks that'll keep you from losing your erection in the bedroom due to performance anxiety or coming before you want to. The first, and there, I have a little book with the get hard tricks, the stay hard tricks in it. And it also talks a lot about erectile function. And it also talks about a technique that I've been teaching with one of my partners, Jim Benson, for over a decade now. And it's called the me breath. And the me breath is a breathe, a squeeze, and a thrust that you do together, kind of like learning a golf swing while you're fucking a woman or a person, while you're fucking a person. And it helps you gas and break your arousal so you don't come before you want to. And if you go to gethardbook.com, those stay hard techniques are in there and more information about the me breath for that unlimited stamina, that ejaculatory choice that I mentioned when we first started. A lot of guys want to last longer, and that will really help.
All right. All right. Well, yeah, because I was going to say there is also then just the psychological factor. A lot of men, their junk works well, but in the moment, there's just a lot of pressure or intimidation and stuff like that, and they can't do the deed. So as always, if you have questions, you can email me at Annette@SheExploresLife.com. You can also scroll down. There's a link to a SpeakPipe, and you can actually just send me your a little voicemail with your question or a comment, and I can get them answered. Susan would be happy, I'm sure, to answer them. So
probably already answered in the pump gun.
I feel like you've given so many resources. You have so much to work with, and I've just gotten so many questions. questions from men about this. So now you guys, you are armed with amazing options. I so appreciate this conversation. I would love for you to take a moment to just let everybody know where they can, all the places they can find and follow you to get more information.
Well, we didn't really talk about hot sex today. You know, it was so funny. When I showed up this morning, I thought you were going to want to talk about the 20 kinds of orgasms for female and male bodies. I just had a hunch that you were going to talk about orgasms because I watched a few of your shows or listened to a few of your shows. I'm sorry, I didn't know you had a YouTube channel. And people like me for my sex techniques. And you can get on my newsletter. I send out sex tips and techniques free. And that's at betterlover.com. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Susan Bratt, SusanBratton, Susan Bratt. You can slide into my DMs with questions, but it's difficult for me to answer there. It's much easier if you just reply to an email that I send you from Better Lover and just ask me because I get those. So happy to answer any questions I didn't cover off here or point you in the direction of the 5,000 articles I've written or the video to the 300 videos I've produced that are all free and accessible. So happy to help with you.
All right. Well, there you go, guys. No excuse to not start having better sex right away. Thank you so much for this conversation. What a joy. And I feel like I've learned so much. So listeners, until next time, I will see you in the locker room. Cheers. Ring loop. Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from vanilla is my flavor to tie me up and call me good girl daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.